Hello again, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to our final E3 coverage, or I guess you could say summary of the conferences and everything that happened at E3. And this time we're doing Nintendo. Well, while they're setting up for the whole unveiling, whatever, they're currently offline on Twitch, so we're just going to get into, you know, the main bit where we talk about, like, what happened during the conference. And then because Nintendo did it completely different, basically, there's going to be, you know, some other stuff that wasn't in here that they showed off after it. They showed off during the press conference, and there's probably still more to come tomorrow. So, you know, we may not even get everything. But anyway, into it. So they start the whole thing off, and I just love Nintendo because they're weird as hell. but they start off with, like, showing Iwata and Reggie. Like, they're holding gamepads and everything, and then they just start doing this. Or no, they're not holding the gamepads at first. They're just, like, standing there looking at each other, you know, all intensely. And then they start fighting and beating the crap out of each other. And it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z, where, like, the faces, you know, the faces don't move or whatever. But you just see the hands, like, all blurry and flying everywhere. And it was hilarious. And then they're, like, going into it more and more. And then they pick up the gamepad. And then they start showing off the new thing for Smash Brothers, which is you can play as your Mii. And you can have other Miis and everything. So, you know, you can put any Mii into it. And I think I saw somebody say something like, okay, so does this confirm Jesus and something else for... I think it was like Jesus and Santa Claus for Smash.
Yeah, you can make your own Harry Potter, Jesus, Buddha, you know, whatever you... Well, maybe not Buddha. But yeah, and they've kind of overhauled the whole Miis for it as well, haven't they? Because they're... They
kind of do. You can do three different types.
Mm.
And let's see. They come in three variations, which is Mii Brawlers. They're tough, no weapons. They're basically just fighters. Yeah. Then you got Mii Gunners. They have
guns.
Yeah, guns attached to their arms, like, you know, Samus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also,
and there's different types of ammo you can pick up and that affect the way the gun works. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the sword fighter.
Yeah, so think of, like, you know, Link, Marth, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently you can choose, I can't remember how many different moves it is. I think it says something like, up to 36 different combinations.
Yeah, there's a lot of different moves that you can play. And I think it's more than the standard characters have.
No, I wouldn't think so, because you can only have so many, you know, button combinations, and I would guess
Are more options than the standard characters have.
You could kind of get scary with this if there's, like, you know, you say you like something on Samus, but you like this from another character with a gun or whatever. I'm guessing that's how I do it. Is, you know, a character has a gun, so they can use all these different moves that, like, characters with guns can use, or like sword characters. You know, you can mix and match. And then people can make, like, their Mii, like, super amazing, because they're, you know, like, three characters with the best moves out of all of them put into one. And you could go insane.
And they also showed off Amiibo with...
Yeah, that's the next thing they showed. Reggie was kicking Iwata... Well,
yeah.
Miis were kicking each other's asses, and Reggie was doing better. So Iwata pulls out and basically unveils the Amiibo, which is the NFC characters, like the little statues, and they can collect data from them battling, and they can level up, and they can go up to level 50 and everything.
Think Disney Infinity characters. They've got the near-field communication chips in them.
Best thing would probably be, since it's already out, is the Pokemon Rumble characters.
Well, yeah, or Disney Infinity. You know, that's already out. But the great thing is you can, when your character levels up, you can store it back on to the little statue and, you know, take it with you. So you can go around a friend's house and play your Mario against his Mario and other stuff. And so that's all kind of pretty cool. And I guess what it kind of really boils down to is, almost like physical DLC. You know, you buy this little statue, which has, in essence, DLC on it. You know, it gives you access to that character, and you can level the guy up and or girl. And
how it works with Smash is, in the middle of a battle, you can have, you put the character on the gamepad, and then that character gets pulled in, and you get pulled out, and they'll fight for you, and also the opponent that you're facing against can also put their amiibo on, and just you can sit back and, because I think they go on their own.
I'd be surprised if they did, because that would take away a lot of the gameplay. I imagine it's more you play as that character, and you can have, you know, more health, a bit like a tag team in a wrestling game. That's how I'd have done it anyway.
I'd have to look at it to see exactly.
Because just putting the character on there and sitting back and watching it.
It's kind of cool to watch sometimes. I mean, like, yeah, spectating in that. If, you know, the whole Smash Brothers thing, which we'll get into later, those guys were intense. But, like, I don't know, it has something above their head, so I don't know if it just tells you that that's their amiibo in there, or if they actually do find their own. I'll have to look that up.
I would be disappointed if you weren't able to play as Link or Mario.
You can play as those characters anyway.
With your amiibo, because they were talking about leveling it up and getting different combat styles and things like that. And if you couldn't actually control the thing, that would be a huge letdown. I don't think that's the route that they're taking.
I don't know. They have the whole amiibo thing, and you can both bring amiibos in and stuff like that, and they'll level up, and you can do all that kind of stuff. And then after all that was finished, did they show off another character at the end of that?
they showed the fitness character.
Well, that was already that was already announced though, like forever.
So, yeah, totally gonna get that one.
I'd get it.
She looked incredibly poorly realized in game though.
Oh no, they like that. That's just her doing, you know. Actually, like her fighting was pretty cool.
Yeah, fighting was cool, but the character, it looked like some kind of dodgy scan rather than a fully realized character.
I don't think so. Well,
I do, damn it.
I don't. But then they said the 3DS one is launching in October on October 19th, and then the Wii U one's coming holiday 2014. And then they also mentioned with the amiibos that, you know, how you put it on, it downloads all the stuff and whatnot. And then there's going to be other games that are going to utilize that, like Mario Kart 8 and
Mario Party 10.
Mario Party 10, Yoshi's Woolly World, which we're going to get into, and Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, and more.
Yeah.
So, anyway, since I just mentioned that one, actually both of them, the next thing that they showed off was Yarn Yoshi, which everyone knew it as last year, and now they're naming it Yoshi's Woolly World.
Mm.
And that game looks so pretty.
Oh, yeah, and the little crocheted Yoshis that they had with them.
I know!
They look so adorable.
I want it so bad.
I'm going to have to learn how to crochet so I can make my own.
Yeah, talking about that, they the cool thing that they're kind of doing with some of these was they're having videos of like the kind of the directors and stuff like that of these games. And they were talking about like the whole idea and how they kind of got into it and, you know, what they're thinking and all this stuff. And if you didn't know, Yoshi's Woolly World is made by the same people that made Kirby's Epic Yarn. And apparently in this game, like you can do, you can do co-op stuff, and like one Yoshi can eat the other one, poop him out and throw him at like, higher platforms that like one Yoshi can't reach on his own, and you know, kind of solve puzzles or, you know, different stuff in the game stage to do, and it just looks like a lot of fun, and it looks gorgeous.
And of course, being a Yoshi game, the focus on time isn't really there compared with the Mario games.
Yeah, so and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can spend as long as you want exploring stuff, finding different paths, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. It really does. The first bit of it, it actually made me start thinking of Little Big Planet because of the textures with the materials and things. But it's
talked about in the whole Sony thing.
Well, yeah, they should. But it's not the same kind of game at all, really. There's really no emphasis on making your own levels and doing stuff like that. It's just, you know, exploring the world and it looking gorgeous whilst you're doing it. And yeah, it's another one of the games that's making me think I really would like a Wii U.
And that, like, that's just, you know, Nintendo is their art styles are beautiful. And not like, you know, we have to have, which I was fine with my friend earlier about, like, you know, high definition textures and, you know, stuff looking realistic. Whenever I look at Nintendo, I can't see them having a game that looks real because it is just like, you know, how they do their games is one of a kind. And they look amazing.
They're so refreshing for it. You know, the colors are popping. It's all vibrant. And yeah, you know, you can, you know, if you've got a young child or you're looking after someone or whatever, a young brother or sister, you know, you can boot up a Nintendo game and it's not going to be offensive. It's going to be fun. You're both going to enjoy playing it. And yeah, then, you know, I love them for that. Yeah. They've had some brilliant stories. I've got some of the best IPs in the industry. And I can't believe I still don't have a Wii U. One day. Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong.
But
I
talking
love my
about
pizza.
The whole, you know, watching a kid and being able to put in a Nintendo game, not all Nintendo games are going to be like that. We'll get to it after this bit because, wow, did I see a game that is not something that Nintendo would have had on the Wii.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, the Wii U is supposed to break away from the whole just family kind of oriented. Because, yeah, you know, they want to get back into the whole hardcore stuff. But we'll get into that after we get done with their whole digital event and everything. But the next thing they showed off, which I mentioned also for the Amiibos, is Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. And if Steve was here, he didn't say it exactly, so... But on Twitter, he put up, like, the best part of Super Mario 3D World, because he really loved the whole Captain Toad stuff. And this is kind of like with 3D World-ish, where you kind of control the camera, and it goes around, like, you can, you know, go around basically 360 of Captain Toad, and you're... Basically, well, it says in the title, Treasure Tracker, you're finding treasures, you find diamonds, coins, you know, and then at the end of the levels, you're getting stars. And I was watching some gameplay of this one earlier, and it just looks, well, it was funny because there's these two cute chicks playing it that are like part of the development team and everything. And they're doing all these like, oh, he's so cute. And it was just hilarious, like, you know, watching them talk about it and play it and everything. And it looks really good. It looks like a lot of fun. I know it's one of those, it's basically like a puzzle game as well, where there are levels where you have to move stuff, like blocks around. You have to kind of do it right to traverse some of the different levels and, you know, and it... It looks like a lot of fun. I know it's one that I'll be getting.
And yeah, it's one that you know, I would be getting. I looked at that and, you know, I started at the beginning of it. I was like, oh man, I'm not too sure. By the end of it, I was like, wow, this looks amazing. I really would like to play this. It looks like great fun. It's another classic kind of Nintendo game.
But it's not a Nintendo game. Oh, that's the other thing I wanna say. So for this, they're doing some weird kind of things. And if you've watched Robot Chicken, they basically had like Robot Chicken playing in between these, except they're all like Nintendo characters. Yeah. And at the beginning, somebody says,
in the audience, and he's like, "What about?"
Yeah, he's like, "What about Mario?" And it's like, and we're not showing any Mario games this whole event or whatever. And Mario goes to, like, you know, Robot Chicken Mario, is like, but what about me? And then Link's like, it's all about me, bitch. And it was hilarious. No, I didn't.
And then the next bit, Mario's there with Reggie, and he was like, so you're going to reconsider Mario Ballet?
Oh, yeah, like, they started off pretty good and got people all, like, well, at least me, I was laughing. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, every once in a while, I can't remember when they put these in. It was just random points, but they went into, like, Bowser was standing next to Peach and there was one cookie left on the table or something.
Yeah, it was a donut. It's just I'm sorry about, you know, kidnapping all those times. My bad.
I think he said 20 times or something.
So, you're going to eat that last time? Peach just looks at him and then scoffs.
They did a lot of funny things. I really, really enjoyed Nintendo's imagination.
When the guy in the audience says, what about Mario? And Reggie looks at him and kind of just chucks a ball of fire at him, and then later on he's like, hey, what about Star Fox? And he looks at him and then just completely vaporizes him with his laser stare. That's genius.
They definitely did a lot of funny things, but the next one that I really want to talk about, so I'm not even going to say what it is yet, but they brought I'm not going to say his first name. But Anuma, and then he's just talking about the Legend of Zelda, and, you know, how the last one, the Link Between Worlds, they were, you know, they didn't want to have the whole linear feeling where, you know, you have to go to one dungeon first and then the next one.
And saying, how about with the, you know, the early Zeldas, you had this big open world that, yeah, it was in 2D, and you could go from screen to screen and kind of explore the whole place. And with the kind of advent of more powerful graphics, and they weren't really able to do that, so the games had to feel more linear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and God.
And then, man, and then he's like, what's he say? He says something like, now I guess we show you what it looks like. And he just snaps his fingers and, the most beautiful, like, overview of this field with forest and mountains and everything shows up.
And it really didn't look like kind of Nintendo, even like Wii U graphics. It just looked, okay, the grass blades were kind of thick, but it looked absolutely gorgeous in a sort of hyper realistic, almost and cartoony sort of way. But and it was like, you know, anywhere you can see, you can walk to, you know, even those mountains in the distance, if you've got the time, you can walk there.
But yeah, like how I was talking about the art style of my friend, because he's like, I'm not sure about how Zelda looks. I'm not sure I like how they went with it. And I was like, bitch, please.
Like, okay, were you watching this, or was it E3 from, you know, back in the day? Because that thing looks, and that's another one of the games that's like, okay, I want to play that. I'm going to have to save up for a Wii U, aren't I?
You just talk yourself deeper into it. But, like, you know, how I explained it to him was Skyward Sword meets Twilight Princess. They did kind of more of a realistic-ish feel to it, but they did that cartoony cel-shaded kind of look as well, and they match up perfectly. And
you see, I was thinking more Skyrim meets Twilight Princess.
About art style, not world based. But oh man, if it's like the size of Skyrim, I would lose my mind.
And no longer do you have to go from point A to point B ad infinitum. You can access any part of the game from any direction. So
he talks about basically whatever you see, you can go to, and then you go. It's basically up to the character where they look at, and they're like, "I want to go there first." They can just go. And, you know, explore and stuff. And, man, if they just had random, like, dungeons or like caves and stuff, kind of like Skyrim, that you could go into and just look. Oh man, I don't know what to say. I love this game. But he talks about, like, you know, this landscape or, you know, whatever looks beautiful. And he's like, but also with, you know, Legend of Zelda, there are monsters that, you know, wreak havoc and, you know, are just all around and you'll have to fight them and stuff. And I can't remember what it's called, but if you play Ocarina of Time and you go into the field and those gigantic things that come up out of the ground and start spinning and following you and shit, that thing shows up. And then, like, they take the whole Anuma disappears and then it goes into, like, basic cutscene or whatever you want to say. Mm. And this is all done in an engine, like them showing, you know, the whole grass swaying and all this stuff is all done in the game engine. So, gigantic monster comes up and shoots a goddamn laser at Link, and like the whole landscape starts blowing up, fire everywhere, and then Link takes off, he goes around this corner, goes to a bridge, it flies up, stops him, blows up the bridge, which I'm sure doesn't happen in the real game, but this bridge blows up, and then he's wearing a scarf, kind of, whatever you want to call it, and he just, it looks really nice. He pulls up a bow, it has like, it's like a bomb arrow. And he shoots it again. He goes to jump off the horse. The horse throws them up in the air. And they go up to a close-up of him, like, going to the arrow. And I watched this, like, slow motion 10 times to make sure I knew what he was doing. He goes, he flips up, like, a trigger on the bomb, on the arrow, pulls it, it flips out, basically goes live, and then he shoots it and it just blows up in the thing. Well, before that, like, he shoots it off, it pans up to him and shows him, like, pulling the arrow back and shooting off at it. I was like, oh my god, it's so amazing. I was freaking out. There may have been a couple tears. But, oh man, and then, you know, right after that, it goes black and says 2015, and I, like, lost my damn mind. Legend of Zelda is definitely that game people will have to have with the Wii U, or they're gonna definitely be getting it for that. But I think there's, you know, other games that people are gonna other games that are gonna make them get a Wii U. I mean, Mario Kart 8 just came out and all this stuff, and people are having blasts with it and everything, and Luigi Death's there and all this different stuff, and, you know, they got all these games they're announcing, and I can't wait to get to one of them because it is amazing.
I mean, okay, yeah, absolutely fantastic. Completely agree with you with Zelda, but there are a couple of games that will mean that I actually have to buy a Wii U, and they've not been announced yet, and that's another Metroid and a Star Fox.
They have announced Star Fox.
Not properly.
They showed Miyamoto playing it, kind of like they showed, you know, the ship that you would know from Star Wars.
That's not a proper announcement. That's just teaser.
Yeah, but they, like, well, I mean, this was basically a teaser too. But, you know, that's the good thing about Nintendo is whenever stuff's ready, they do Nintendo Directs and then they show off more. And that, you know, that has been keeping me excited for Nintendo as well. Them just showing off different, you know, gameplay stuff and whatnot, and it's really nice to watch those. But this event has blown so many people out of the water. So then, after the whole Awesome Zelda thing, they did for the new kind of remakes of Omega and Ruby and Sapphire. They did the whole trailer for Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and it looks pretty nice. Apparently there are some, like, in the new Pokemon, they had the whole 3D environments and stuff like that, and apparently they're not all like that, but
no, there are if some. You actually paid close attention to the video, it says some scenes playable in 3D, which to me suggests that most scenes aren't playable in 3D. Because
I want to say towns.
Yeah, that sounds, or possibly battles.
Well, they did show battles taking place in 3D, so I would hope that all of those would be in 3D and stuff. But, you know, I'm guessing towns and gyms are going to be the place that they do that, and all the overworld isn't.
Towns are going to be fairly easy to do in 3D, but battles, you'd kind of want to see the battles in 3D, wouldn't you? Mm. If it's, you know, on something like, I don't know, the 3DS. I know a lot of people don't use the 3D on the 3DS because it makes them feel nauseous or gives them headaches, but yeah, fair enough.
Just or if you're like me and you move around a lot while you're playing games.
Or if you like if you're like a friend of mine who's got a lazy eye and can't actually see 3D stuff anyway.
Mm. But since that's kind of an older game that's just being remade, we'll move on to the next thing. That was they showed a new Bayonetta 2 trailer with a whole bunch of voice acting and action thrown into it. It looks pretty nice. And I wasn't super excited to get Bayonetta 2 because I never played the first Bayonetta. And they announced that they're bringing Bayonetta, or whenever Bayonetta 2 releases, Bayonetta 1 is packaged with it. And that's pretty awesome. Speaking of in the box, it is not going with the digital version, so you do have to get it in stores to actually get both of them. But this game is coming out in October of this year, finally, after they've been announcing it for so long. It is finally coming out in October, so that'll be nice. And then another big game that looks really cool is Hyrule Warriors. Mm. And they showed off, because a couple weeks ago they showed off, you can play as Link, of course, and then Impa. And then they also showed off Midna. And you can play as Midna, and you can play as Zelda. And a lot of people are really getting into the whole Midna thing. And I was watching some streaming of that, and, you know, she has her whole, kind of hand thing that comes out of her head.
Are there any characters that you can play that whose names don't end in A?
Link?
Okay, apart from Link.
not yet. But they still have more that they're going to be coming out with. They haven't, you know, announced all the characters you can play as. It'll be like Smash, you'll have like 100. that would be insane. And one that it would just be so funny to see him in it and to be able to play as him is Tingle. Yeah. I would just lose it when they announced it, or if they announced it. And because they said there's going to be a good amount of playable characters, and I was trying to think of, you know, who could you play as? You going to play as, you know, King Hyrule, or, you know, oh god, what's her name? The girl from Long Long Ranch starts with an M. I can't remember it. I can't remember. But it would be cool to play as, you know, a bunch of different characters from the world, like, because, you know, you only interact with those characters, and being able to like fight as them would be awesome. And then, like,
especially if they add some kind of narrative as well, like some back history to the characters.
Well, I think they are going to have that kind of stuff. I can't remember all that I saw or heard, but if talking about this game and, you know, Dynasty Warriors and stuff doesn't get you into it, if you do know stuff about Zelda and, like, Majora's Mask, in the gameplay that they were showing off, there's the dragon, Agronach, or something like that. I can't remember his name. But you have to, like, pull him out of the sky first, and your first attempt, like, fails or something. And then there's another way to do it, where you go into a fairy fountain, and the fairy from, like, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask comes out, and then you shoot off more of these hooks to bring down the dragon, and then another one shoots off, goes past the dragon, it pulls the fucking moon from Majora's Mask out of the sky, and the dragon, like, gets cut, like, rams into the nose of the moon and just throws it down to the ground, and it's grounded, and it's so amazing. That just sold me on the game. I was freaking out. But the game comes out in North America on September 26th, so I will probably begin that game. And I've never gotten a Dynasty Warriors game. And the next thing that they announced was a new Kirby game for the Wii U, which is Kirby's Canvas. That's the game that was on DS. Kirby's Rainbow Curse. And like, if you know Kirby's Canvas Curse, they have like you draw on the bottom screen of the DS and Kirby goes to like the line that you draw on there. So it kind of does the same thing where you can draw a line and then it'll follow it and all that. Also, the game's going to be coming out in 2015, so we'll see more of that.
Another one not coming out this year.
Well, I mean, that is just a thing that happens with E3 announcing new games. Actually, like, E3, I don't expect a lot of games that they show, except for stuff that they may have showed before, to come out this year. Just because, you know, they're showing all the new stuff and they just start working on it or stuff like that, you know. But the next game that I am, like, full into other than Zelda is they showed it last year and just a little teaser. Me and Steve were, like screaming because of Xenoblade Chronicles. They showed off X and, you know, there's big X on the screen and everything.
That looked fantastic.
Oh, my God. And then they showed off, like, a new trailer and stuff. And, I got home at the right time yesterday. But anyway, the name of this game is Xenoblade Chronicles X. And Steve wanted it to be, I think it was teased as, like, Xenoblade Chronicles Origin or Xenogear Origin or something like that. And he would have really liked it to be Origin. But apparently, which I must have missed, they said something about it takes place in, somewhere in America. I don't know, near Nevada or something. I can't remember where they said it was.
No, I can't for the life of me either. I should have watched it again before doing this show, but I didn't, so hey.
You'd have to watch a lot of streams to catch up again. Oh, man, there's like, last 2 days, so much Nintendo going on.
And breaking news, Monty likes red wine.
Oh, God. but they showed a new trailer for the game. The gameplay looked really good. They basically hit start on the game and just started playing through and showing like the opening to the game and stuff. And there's like character creation, so you can make your own character. It's not like a, you know, a character that they made. It's your own character. So the guy gets into the game, and so he's playing it, and like, well, this is the whole stream thing, so this wasn't even part of this, but like he's playing, he's making his character and everything, showing the different kind of customization stuff you can do to it, and then he gets into it, he goes into his first battle, he's explaining the whole mechanics of the you know, how the fight system works for people that haven't played Xenoblade Chronicles. It's basically like that, but made better, and like there's stuff that I was like, oh man, it's gonna be nice. Because one of the things was like your attacks can do more damage or be more effective if you're like in the back or on the side or, you know, in front of it or whatever. And like now it tells you if you have the high ground, low ground, middle ground, and then like if what, like when you do reach like the side or when the side transitions to the back and all that kind of stuff. So you know, you, like, where you are, and, you know, you don't have to say, okay, I'm all the way behind its ass, now I can attack its back. Like, you can be off to the side or something like that and still be far enough to the back where you can actually hit it. Yeah, or
and you can control, if you're playing on your own, who's attacking where. And yeah, that looked really freaking cool.
Oh, I mean, that is one of those games I've been hyped for since they announced it. And, you know, being on the Wii U, being a lot better graphically and all that stuff, it just looks great.
I'm going to have to put a Wii U on my Christmas list and hope that maybe Mum comes into some cash so she can buy me one.
Well, apparently they've been doing the whole, and I guess they're still having them, refurbished Wii Us and stuff. But the next thing they announced was Mario Maker, and this looks like a lot of fun. So many user-created things, you know, user-created Mario levels. It is going to be endless.
Looks so easy to use.
I know. Like, you know, they have up top, they have like blocks, you know, question blocks, types, and all like enemies and stuff that you can throw in. It's gonna be so crazy,
and you can even to a certain extent choose what style of Mario game it is. You know, you can go back to the original, or you can, as long as it's pretty much a side-scrolling Mario.
It's either you can choose between, kind of like Halo, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition stuff, where you can switch between classic and, the redone graphics.
But except it looked like there was, like, the kind of bits between, all of the different styles as they've improved.
Goes between, original Super Mario Brothers and new Super Mario Brothers U. Mm. So, like, you know, there's that gigantic 20-year difference or whatever, how many years it was before that came out. And it looks really, really awesome to use. It'll be a lot of fun. I probably get it up on a sale because I'm not a big creator. So, I mean, even in the first week, I'm sure you'd have so many different levels you could play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, it's like Trials. There are so many fantastic maps on that you can get.
It looks really I watched a stream of them playing this stuff, and they're showing stuff that they made. And, you know, they're handing it back and forth, and, you know, they would make really difficult ones or just really simple little things that you can run through. And then you can make
ones at the end when you can't get to the castle.
Yeah, they show that in the trailer. The guy puts blocks all around it, so he just keeps running into the blocks in the end.
But it's I don't particularly like platformers, but I really want to play around with that and, you know, see some of the user made maps and. It's fantastic. What I'd really love to see would be maybe some way of using it on iOS and or Android, so that whilst you're at work or whatever, you could maybe make your own little map and then upload it. That would be sweet.
I mean,
or at the very least, browse the maps and then have them installed by the time you get home.
It doesn't seem like it'd be that intensive that, you know, you couldn't do that.
The games that I can play on my phone now, I mean. Some
even
of them
having it on the 3DS, you know, making levels and say if you're connected to the network, it's connected to your Nintendo Network ID, and then, you know, it transfers between both or
it could even work offline, and then when you get to a connection, it could just upload the maps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
Why don't they employ us?
Well, because.
We don't have many ideas and we can't program for shit. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't draw, so can't be artists. So they get Lee. Anyway, but another really big one that I wasn't excited for until I actually watched the stream and them playing it and talking about it and everything, because I guess I just wasn't sure about it at first, and then Steve just like, you're gonna get it. I was like, fine, I'll get it. And then Courtney wants it, so I have to get it now. Is a third person kind of shooter game, but it's completely different than like any other kind of third person shooter. That you can't kill people.
We're talking Splatoon here, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was trying to hype it up before I said it.
Sorry, but you know, I saw that and I was like, this is awesome. You can kind of kill people if you shoot someone with your ink. You can take them out and then they respawn and come back. Mm-hmm. But the mechanics are fantastic. If you're going like through your team's ink, you turn into a squid and you can swim through it really quick. And then if you're walking through the other team's in really slow, and it's not about kills, it's about covering the area in your color paint. Mm. The one thing that slightly got me was they only ever showed it with two teams, but that could so easily work.
No, I thought they did show something in the trailer of at the show they only have two teams because that's where I have set up, but I swear in the trailer I saw like four different types of ink.
Except it's not really ink, it's more like paint, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically paint, but they call it ink. And
because they've got, you turn into a squid.
Yeah, like, they're squid people. I would say they're squids generally that turn into people. You like you start off as a squid, then they turn into a person, then you're going around. You have like this.
But the only tank. You can only ink when you're a person, which is a bit weird for squids.
Well, I mean, shooting people with your ink would be kind of weird.
It'd be kind of natural for a squid or an octopus. Absolutely love the look of it. One thing I was thinking of, though, some of the character designs did look like the logo for Squid Grips. And I'm kind of wondering if they're going to have something to say about that, or if they're just going to be like, that's cool, we'll probably get more sales. And they don't really do Squid Grips for Nintendo anyway, they just do Xbox and PlayStation.
Well, there are those Pro controllers and everything.
That's true.
So one of the cool things about the game is, like, you know, Dan said, you can turn to a squid, go through the ink, and if you go into enemy ink, you slow down and all that stuff. But you can shoot off to your allies. Like, if you see your allies in trouble, you can look at the gamepad, click on where they're at, and shoot off across the map. So if you die, you can get right back into the action, because all you have to do is go next to one of your friends, and they may be like all the way across the map. And, you know, you have to go after all the enemy. Like, you don't want the opposing team to get a lot of ink down or keep a lot of ink down, because in the end, say it's a 5-minute match, I can't remember how long they are, or I think it's actually 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, for the sake of argument, we'll go with 5.
But, like, it can get really intense in the end, like, people are just shooting any surface that they can find to get rid of, you know, enemy ink and win in the end. And, like, I was watching the streams, and, like, it got hectic.
With the fluidity of movement, it almost felt a bit like Jet Set Radio or Jet Set Radio Future, with the kind of tagging areas and stuff. It was that kind of swift.
And, like, something that they kind of were talking about, like, you know, for people's... It is kind of strategy, and there's, like, if you can master it well, you can shoot like a tiny spot, and you can keep jumping in and out, shooting tiny spots, just jumping through your ink, and whenever you're a squid you move a lot faster, and that's how you refill. Well, apparently you can refill your ink no matter what, but it refills a lot faster if you're a squid, so you're basically like a sponge sucking everything up, but you're not actually taking away any of your ink. Now, like, other than jumping through puddles and stuff, like, you could be in an enemy area and you just put one little tiny splotch of ink down in an enemy area, and you can basically camp in their area and take them out and, or, you know, hide. And then whenever they walk past, you just start inking all their stuff. And you need to keep watching the gamepad, or you're gonna find out really quickly that they're just like, they took over your base and you need to shoot back there. And
if you want to rush the area with your team, you know, let's say, for example, you start, you can run up putting down the ink, and then your next teammate can come along quickly through that. And when you run out of ink, he can start inking. And because you can move so quick through the ink, you can really keep that momentum going and start taking over areas. But I also imagine there are going to be areas that are really going to be hard to ink. And so if you get them, they can almost become like control points.
And then they have like the whole, you can ink an area, like a wall, and you can climb up the walls, you can hide in the wall,
There's verticality to it, and if you're in the ink, you can stay hidden as a squid for ages, and then, like, when someone walks past, you can just turn back to the kind of human form, and then cover them in the ink, and then they're out for the, you know, until they respawn.
Yeah, and then, like, you can go through grates as a squid and everything, and go to different parts of the map, and... God, there's so much to this game, actually. It's just insane.
I mean, if Call of Duty was a third-person... Hang on. Yeah, if Call of Duty was a third-person shooter, it wouldn't be anywhere near as good as this looks like it can be. It looks like it's so much fun. It seems like it's a really quick game as well. You know, the pace and the action going on.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you get good at it, it's going to be, it's another one on the list of reasons why I've got to get a Wii U. But having said that, it does seem like, especially with, you know, that and a few of the other games that we've mentioned and they've promoted, there is no point in having the Wii U, which doesn't have the pad with the screen.
Yeah, they didn't go Kinect on that shit. I mean, they're always going to have stuff, and like I think it's good not to have the map. Like, this is one of those games that I'm saying, you know, it is not good to have the map on the screen, because then it makes you have to, you know, like, oh shit, like, how are we doing? Let's look down real quick and, you know, look back up, and, you know, you can see, you know, so people aren't always being able to see, like, oh, okay, now they're attacking here, let's just run back. So, you know, it takes that, you know, whole, like, intensity of it.
Well, yeah, the screen on the pad has two functions. You can use it for aiming and for looking around, or you can use it to see the map when you're respawning or need to figure out what's going on and get to a place you're needed at. And I love the fact that Nintendo have been doing, you know, they really did kick off the whole motion control thing with consoles, and everyone's like, oh, motion controls, oh, that shit. And then Microsoft come out with Kinect, and PlayStation come out with the Move, although I suppose they did come out with the iToy first. So
can you call that motion control exactly? I mean,
well, yeah, because you'd use your body to play games, and you'd be like waving like a tit in front of the camera and trying to hit colored blocks.
I remember those kind of games.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't great, but I guess that, you know, that was motion control. Nowhere near as refined as it is now on any of the systems.
Now, getting back into this, trying to finish this up quickly, which is so much I can talk about. But, like, they talked about different strategies, like, say you want to keep one person back at the base to protect your base. Send a couple people out to, you know, ink the whole middle of the map, and then, like, send one deep into enemy territory to start, you know, taking over their stuff. And, you know, just doing stuff like that, trying to keep everything. And then it's funny, at the end of the match, like, this, you know, cat comes up, and he's, like, waving his arms or whatever, and it shows the percentage of the map that's covered in the end. And it goes, say, like, depending on, you know, how much of a difference there is. It goes up higher or slower or whatever. And then it'll show these two bars for, like, two enemy teams, and then they'll come together, they'll stop, and then, like, slam together, and you see, like, oh, this person had 46, or this team had 46%, this one had, like, 41 or whatever. And it does seem like a lot of fun, and Steve says there's going to be a lot of game nights of this, and I think definitely looking at it again, like, I wasn't all into it whenever I saw the trailer for it and everything. I was like, it looks cool, but I'm not sure. And then I started watching, I was like, wow, that does look like a lot of fun.
No, when I was watching, I was like, oh, damn it, another reason to get a Wii U. So, as all of you listeners know, I don't have much money. I am going to start taking donations to get me a Wii U. If any of you want to join in, you can just email me some money via PayPal at daniel.natman@gmail.com.
So what it's going to be is, it's just going to be, hey, there's a Steam game I can get Dan, I'll just give him $5 for his Wii U fund. And by the time next year rolls around with all the games, you'll have enough money to get a Wii U.
By the time next year rolls around with all the games, I'll be like, look how huge my Steam library is! Which has actually had another bit of a boost at the moment. If I look at all games, it says 448.
I have to look at mine again to see. But anyway, I guess we'll get off of that. If you want to watch more, I'm probably going to put a link in the whole show notes and everything that has kind of where you can go to look at all these different videos and streams and everything of the games that have been shown off and all that. So you'll be able to watch, you know, everything that we're talking about and, you know, get excited with us as well, if you haven't watched already.
And, I think that is, unless something big comes up in the next day or so, Nintendo.
Well, we do have a couple little pieces, and there are more stuff that came out, so we're going to go over that stuff really quickly as well.
Yeah.
But at the very end of the whole, the whole conference, you know, Reggie comes out and says some stuff, and then, you know, he says, well, we can't leave you off here, we're going to give you a little bit more. And then they show Link fighting Pit, and then Palutena, if you don't know from Kid Icarus universe, is like the goddess and stuff.
Mm.
She's watching over this battle with Pit and Link, and then she just shoots down out of the sky and goes, or Pit's like, oh, Palutena, I don't need your help, it's okay. And then, like, she, like, throws him away and goes, oh, no, I'm getting into this shit. And she starts fighting Link. And then it's, I can't remember exactly what it says, because, like, every time they announce a character, they always say, like, something funny or, you know, something about him. Like, this person joins the fight or, you know, rolls into the fight and stuff like that. But, yeah, Palutena joins. And I guess I'll go over this real quick, because they did have more announcements for Smash over the weekend, and I was like, what the hell? They announced Pac-Man for Smash, and people have been wondering if it, he was going to come into it because of Namco Bandai working with the guys for Smash and all that stuff. And, well, he's finally announced, and I swear somebody else got announced, too. I'll have to... There's so much different news to look at.
Yeah, it's a busy season.
Oh, I bet it's time. Now, we probably will record something a little bit after this because, well, we're actually recording this backwards right now.
We are indeed.
Because, well, Dan couldn't get home in time to do the whole thing. Anyway, there was the other event that I mentioned at the beginning, and so, yeah, I asked Steve because I thought it was a stream, but apparently it wasn't a stream. It was just a recorded thing.
Yeah, so I've been hitting F5 on Twitch for ages for apparently no reason until I looked at the schedule.
Well, I looked at Twitter and everything. It's like they're announcing all this stuff. And I'm like, where the hell is that? I mean, it was pre-recorded like the whole Nintendo Digital event was. But I guess I don't even know where it was because I still can't find it. So well, I'll be able to see it tomorrow.
I still haven't seen anything about Star Fox. And, you know, I'm really into that kind of thing at the moment. And it's another one of those games that would make me get a Wii U. Haven't seen anything about it. I know, people have said stuff about it, but...
I just saw a stream before the whole thing was supposed to kick off and then never kicked off. Because apparently it was a stream. Oh, no. But Monster Hunter 4, I guess talk about that real quick. They showed off some new stuff that's in it. And oh my god. You can jump off walls and attack monsters now. You can jump on their backs and like, if you do something right, like you can keep stabbing them and like a meter goes up and stuff like that. It's insane.
So it's like Titanfall.
Except with giant monsters.
yeah, instead of robots.
I wouldn't have considered that, I guess, but it kind of works.
But now you have, and you're like, well, yeah, kind of.
I mean, not exactly.
Well, you know, it's not an FPS. It's Monster Hunter. But
Monster Hunter is completely different.
Jumping off walls and being able to ride them and stab them in the back of the head or whatever.
The cool thing I saw during the streaming where the director was kind of playing, he climbed up this wall, jumped off of it, and did like this, like their whole jumping thing just looks really cool when you do it. And everything's like epic in it. So he like flies off this wall, does a front flip or something, smashes down. He missed a couple times, but like he hit the monster a few others, and I was like, damn, that looks awesome. But I really want to finish up this digital event real quick with, they showed Miyamoto at the very end, and they did show the whole, Star Fox kind of thing, where he's playing around and his couple, just projects he's working on. One's Project Guard, which is like a tower defense kind of game where you control 12 security cameras, I think it was, and you can switch between them and take out, like, enemies trying to get, I don't know, into a building. And then they showed off, I can't remember what it was, but you play as a giant robot and do something. I didn't see too much of it because I kept missing the... Yes. Basically, I mean, it's a big robot. Kind of Gundam-ish, except everything looks very blocky. I don't know if this is like base shit right now or what, but I didn't see much into it because every time they had a stream on, I always missed it. So I need to see more about that game and so I can talk about it. But trying to think what else they announced after the fact. Because they did announce a few things. Well, they talked about Shovel Knight. I saw a stream on that. And that game looks like it's a lot of fun. They actually have this cool thing exclusive for like Wii U and 3DS. And for 3DS, they had this battle kind of thing. And it's like Street Pass Battle Arena, I think they called it. And you get 5 seconds to make a move. And then the next person gets 5 seconds to make a move. So you Street Pass back and forth. And they'll, they make a move, then you see what move they make, and then you make a move, I guess. And then you just do it until somebody wins. And that's just insane.
Okay, quick pop question. What do I get first? 3DS XL or a Wii U?
Man.
Because I do like my handheld gaming.
The XL is cheaper.
But not much cheaper.
It's £60, probably cheaper, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like a game cheaper.
I don't know. Wii U's gonna have all those really epic games, but 3DS has really awesome games. That's hard. I don't know. I can't decide.
Okay, so I can get a red 3DS XL for somewhere between £130 and £160. Well, a 3DS XL. If I want to get the...
They have a bunch of different deals and stuff over there, I know.
I can get the limited edition Zelda Link Between Worlds one for £190. Or I can get the... Now, I want to obviously have the Wii U with the... Oh, is it the premium?
I think they only have that one. What, you're talking about the 32 gig one?
I'm just talking about the one with the proper freaking controller.
Oh, okay, you'd have to get the, I know they have one. I don't remember which one, though.
Right, it looks like I can get an 8 gig one with the proper controller for £200, or I can get a 32 gig one with Mario & Luigi Premium Pack for £240.
Oh, boy. Another one of the games that they kind of came out with was Mario vs. Donkey Kong. For the Wii U, which hasn't been on one, and it's one of those puzzle games that I really like. Mario vs. Donkey Kong. Minis on the Move for the 3DS, that was a lot of fun. And I was watching a stream on that today, too. And, oh, man. Now, it looks like there's... It's not just Mario minis, either. It's frickin', like, they had Peach. I don't know who... One of the things they had, this had somebody... A couple weird... The Marvel vs. Donkey Kong looks really cool. It comes out in 2015. Apparently it's a working title. Cause it's gonna be Marvel vs. Donkey Kong, but it's probably gonna have whatever at the end of it. Then they had, they showed off Art Academy and stuff like that. Skylanders Trap Team, which is a new thing from Activision, I guess, after, I think Swap Force. It was either Swap Force or Giants was the latest one. I can't remember. Cause I never got any of those. And if Courtney got into that shit, I would be a very, very poor man. but they showed off Just Dance 2015. Oh, and from Ubisoft, and I can't wait to talk about this on the actual real podcast, because that's going to be a piece of news I'm going to go off on. anyway, Pokemon Art Academy, they showed off Fantasy Life, which has been... Pokemon Art Academy 2014 in October, Just Dance 2015. But Fantasy Life, October 2014 as well, and they showed a little bit of this off before, but they showed like some, you know, they were streaming it and some different stuff, and I missed that stream today, so I didn't get to see really anything. Theater Rhythm, Final Fantasy Current Call, which I kind of want to get. Actually, I want to get the first one, and maybe eventually I'll get it. Some third-party titles, which this one looked really cool. I saw some streaming of this today. Affordable Space Adventure, and you you have like this ship and you have you have to make it past different enemies and stuff like that. And like you kind of have to change what your ship's doing, and your ship gets upgraded, so you have different ways to get past enemies and whatnot. So it's basically a puzzle game. It looked really interesting to play through, and I think I'm going to enjoy it, so I'll probably be picking that up sometime. Doesn't say anything about a release date. And then they have Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition.
I guess
it has a bunch of different features added into it as well for this game. But since I was at work, I didn't get to see exactly what was going on with it. And then, like I said earlier, Shovel Knight, the whole thing. It looks really cool. Basically, Mega Man, like, they have 8-bit chip tunes and a bunch of different weird things in it. And then, you know, it's you're fighting with a shovel and you're collecting basically loot. And I guess you have to make it back to, like, a town to keep this loot or something, because I guess if you die while running back, like, if there's an enemy or something like that in the middle of your path, kind of like with Super Mario 3 or, you know, other games like that, where there'll be, like, a Goomba in the way and you have to fight it, or, you know, you go into a little stage first, and then you can get out of it at the end, or, like, the Hammer Brothers, whatever. It's kind of like that, where, you know, you have to go through a little stage, and then you can collect more loot, you may have to fight somebody, and stuff like that, and you have to try to keep your loot to go back. But that comes out very soon. It comes out on June 26th. And that, I mean, it's not, you know, Nintendo exclusive, but it has exclusive content for their systems. But I will definitely be getting it. I think I'll get on the Wii U or 3DS or both. I'm not sure yet. I can't remember how much it is, like $15 or something like that, because I didn't get kickstarted. And then the last thing I'm going to mention is Swords and Soldiers 2. They did a little bit of announcement with that stuff and whatnot, and I didn't look anything up with that, so I'm not too sure about it. And then I'm basically going to cut in here what we're going to talk about, what came out a little bit ago, but completely screwed up, knowing that it wasn't streamed, I guess. And, well, I missed all the news, and I'm very, very upset. but we'll get into that, and I'm gonna cut to the next part. So, this is the part that's getting, cut in here, a day late. I actually already have the rest of the stuff recorded. So, well, what I want to mention first is what, for this reveal thing, I thought, you know, Majora's Mask, because of all the stuff, like Zelda Williams being at the Smash thing with a Majora's Mask plush something and whatnot. So I was like, yeah, they're going to announce Majora's Mask. It's happening. It totally didn't fucking happen. Oh, I'm so disappointed. but the whole... The thing was behind closed doors and that, and then they showed, like, videos and stuff of it today during E3, and I actually just watched, like, a little thing of the opening and everything. And what it is, it's a steampunk-style strategy game where you are, steampunk mixed with comic book style. But everything's like steam powered, runs on steam, everything. We're talking about all the advances in steam technology and this stuff. And, so they announced that you can go watch, you know, trailers of it and whatnot. And the guy was talking about it. Mr. Yamagami. And, he's talking about, like, how it's a strategy game, and he's worked with people on Xenoblade Chronicles, Pokemon, Fire Emblem, those kind of games. And then the game is going to be made by Intelligent System, which I don't even know. I've never noticed that name, really. Of course, it says produced, so I guess not developed. But it's named, codename Steam, and Steam stands for...
Steam Team Eliminating the Alien Menace.
That's what it is, thank you.
Strike Team. Okay, Eliminating the Alien Menace, yes.
Yeah. And, God. Yeah, apparently this team's put together by Abraham Lincoln. I was watching like the stuff they're talking about. I was like, oh my God. But I'm going to read the bullet points so we can get out of here for this. So it says, Mr. Yamagami wants to find and introduce more people to strategy games and have them fall in love with them the way he has. And it has, or uses action elements from shooters to enhance both movement and attacking. Uses the unique touchscreen features of the Nintendo 3DS to create an intuitive control system. He says it's a turn-based strategy game with a variety of unique features. The fighters run on steam. they have boilers, and they have to pull from a limited amount of steam to perform attacks. That's kind of interesting. I wonder if the steam builds up, I guess, every turn. I don't know. And then it's going to have the game's structured as a campaign divided into missions. Each mission has several maps. The game, the boilers, weapons, and characters available to you will increase. Character design is based on American comic books. The developers were inspired by artists like Jack Kirby and Bruce Timm. I don't know them. and then the main character's weapon design is based on the weapon's abilities and an animal motif based on the character's personality. The terrain has a lot of depth and reflects the variety of strategic choices in the game. And then they said they came up with the original aliens that riff on creatures from the Lovecraft mythos. You know what Lovecraft is?
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft, he was a fantastic writer. Came up with Cthulhu, for example.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yes.
But, like, there'll be links. You'll be able to look at more of this because, well, I haven't had time today to look at everything. I'm basically gonna finish the cut, and we're gonna finish this out. So, before I say thank you, I'm gonna say it now. Thank you again. all right, we're ending this cut. Beep. So, thank you everyone who decided to stay with us through three different shows through, you know, Microsoft to Nintendo, basically. And this has been a lot of fun for us. And
speak for yourself. No, I'm joking. I've enjoyed it.
You basically talked yourself into your wanting a damn Nintendo.
No! Nintendo did that to me. Watching all the E3 coverage I've seen from Nintendo, I've just been like, okay, it's all most of that's coming out next year. I'm going to have to start saving. By which time, hopefully, the price will have come down a bit more. And
well, if you can somehow hold off until next E3, you may see another $50 come off it or something. So thank you for listening to our E3 banter. He, over there, has been Harley Dan.
And the other chap you've been listening to has been Amorous89.
And we are the Gamesmen. Until next time, we will ask you,
What role will you play?
Please welcome Nintendo President and COO, Reggie
Fils-Aimé.
If you say so.
Welcome to E3, Nintendo fans. And you guys thought we wouldn't have a press conference. Not my problem. We have Nintendo's biggest stars backstage, ready to make some big announcements.
Oh, great! Another Mario game!
Don't love your tone, but actually no new Mario game today.
What? I'm getting bombed? Bring my cart around! I'm out of here!
Hey, looks like I'm the new face of Nintendo. Hey, they promised me you wouldn't be here!
Come on, Reggie, give us Mother 3!
How about this instead?
Hey, wait a minute. If Nintendo's heroes are backstage, who's watching the bad guys?
Not my problem.
It's me, Wario!
I guess this is my problem. While I go Reggie on these fools, here's what's new.
Ah! Oh! Hello!
Hello.
Hey, look, I'm really sorry about kidnapping you 80-plus times. My bad. So, is it cool if I have the last donut? I deserve that.
Do you ever take those gloves off? No! Take my gloves off, do whatever I want.
Here we go. Okay, now. Shut up!
Thanks for coming back, Mario.
Maybe now you reconsider announcing Mario Ballet.
What about Star Fox?